producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. I'm your host of the Common Sense Club, and this is the coffee-infused Common Sense Club this early, early in the morning. A little coffee, a little common sense, a little conversation right here on Flat Radio. We have a lot of news going on, lots of topics. I'm going to give you just a couple of my, what's on the top of my head this morning. Even have a working theory that I'm developing, and I'm going to ask the Golden Girls to help me out with it on the show today. That's at 8:20. We always have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, to kind of parse out. You know, you have these ideas, you see something going on in the world or in the states here, and you want to get a fair and balanced assessment. You get Ellen Ratner on the left and Blanquita Cullum on the right. So I have a couple of things that I want to ask them. So there you go. 855-200-1776. That's the number to get you live on air and into the conversation. If you can't carry on a conversation, this morning, 855-200-1776, extension 1. That's the rant line, 24 hours a day. You can just leave it on the rent line. You hear something. And I'm going to poke a bear or two this morning. It's kind of what I do anyway. But I got a couple of things that I definitely want to talk about this morning. One, and this, I put this up on my social media. I was talking with some folks yesterday about Jack Dalrymple's conservation proposal. And I don't know how to put this except for bluntly. There are folks, and a lot of the folks that I speak with are frequently, and a lot of the folks that are following me on social media, they're not happy with Jack. And I can give you an entire list. I mean, everything from Common Core to Rauschenberger to Measure 5, the proposal, and other things. Folks are not happy. And I kind of want to have answers. I am going to try to reach out to Jack so we can, maybe answer a couple questions for us. I don't know. Maybe Scott or Todd can get him on so, we can have a back and forth, a conversation, with Jack Dalrymple to ask him. Because maybe his proposals, make a ton of sense. But I can't see it. And apparently, a ton of folks agree with me. 855-200-1776. I guess one of my open questions to the folks in the Common Sense Club is, how do you feel about Jack Dalrymple, leading this ship, being the captain of the SS North Dakota? How do you feel about that? Socially, fiscally, do you think he's a conservative guy? I think he is a conservative guy. I think he is he's a Republican anyway. I don't know how conservative he is. But you have a guy that pretty much openly supports Common Core, even though the NDGOP, the 2014 resolutions, say we don't as Republicans. That got me scratching my head a little bit. And then you have the Ryan Rauschenberger deal. You know, what's up with that? And now we have this Measure 5 proposal, which folks aren't, they're not too happy about it. As a matter of fact, head over to my social media, check out some of the comments there. It's not one person on there that agrees with this. I mean, some of the, so what I'm talking about is this. Yesterday, Governor Jack Dalrymple, he proposed an $80 million fund, expansion anyway. It's $30 million per biennium now for the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and he's going to up that by $50 million, so $80 million overall, and it would divert 5% of the oil tax revenues to a conservation fund and as much as $300 million next biennium. Well, that's what Measure 5 would do. Measure 5 would divert the 5%, $300 million, a mandate to spend 75% of that every year, which everybody in my circle thinks is just a horrible, horrible thing. Not to mention, you're going to get all these outside groups. They're going to have be flush with cash and that sort of thing. And Jack Dalrymple comes out and he says, you know, instead of the $4 billion that these folks are going to end up with, why don't we just give them $80 million? And the backlash from that on social media is just nuts. Some of the folks don't think that this is leadership. And one of the comments was, you know, bad leadership is a bad idea is a bad idea regardless how long it takes to find it. The governor's plan just gets us a little slower, gets us there a little slower. If the governor thinks that Measure 5 is a bad idea, then we just need to say so. Don't support the argument by proposing further funding. If he wants to lead, why isn't he out there explaining to the people of North Dakota just how devastating Measure 5 could be to our schools, infrastructure, and other state functions? Why isn't he out there explaining to North Dakota that if Measure 5 passes, the Parks and Recreation budget will be eliminated, as well as every other appropriation of the state government dealing with clean water, wildlife, and parks? And with me, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. I mean, the operating thinking on this, I think what Jack is, it's better that we keep this in-house than have all these other guys from outside coming in and sucking up all this money and that sort of thing. And I'm of the opinion of this, you know, if a thief robs you of 30 bucks, but your friend only robs you of 3, you still got robbed. I mean, we don't need to pander to the enviro-Nazis, in my opinion. But I don't expect to be fleeced from my own guy. And I guess that's where I'm coming from. I don't see this as a good proposal. I don't. And I welcome phone calls for folks out there that say, wait a minute, Leon, you're a pinhead. It makes perfect sense. You know, he's trying to stem the tide or head him off at the pass or whatever. Tell me where I'm wrong. I don't agree with this proposal. 855-200-1776 extension 2. And not only the Measure 5, this is just the latest thing here. This is just the latest. I was livid about the Common Core of him coming out saying basically that folks like me and the folks that stopped Common Core and ND, that they're just basically extremists. And I'm like, really? I want to hear that type of language when we're talking about the folks that are touting Measure 5 as a great idea. Call them extremists. Don't call the concerned parents and teachers that see the debacle that is Common Core for what it is. Don't call them extremists. Call the folks that are actually going to harm North Dakotans. It's my understanding that, you know, Measure 5 passes, all this money that they're going to be flush with, some folks are going to lose. They're going to lose some of their land. And we see, and I'm not going to go too far into the weeds, we see, you know, Agenda 21 playing out here. We see the Enviro-Nazis and their agenda playing out here. I mean, there are things that are going on that I wish that I had a strong leader that would come out and just say, hey, you know what? This is not going to happen. Not in my state. These guys are extremists. Or if you see, and I posted about this this morning, someone sent me a link, and this is actually a test question on Common Core, and it says, basically, tell me, is it question number 8, tell how to make 10 when adding 8 plus 5. The kid says, you cannot make 10 with 8 plus 5, and the teacher says, yes, you can. Call those guys extremists. Anyway, we're going to come right back with Ellen Radner and Blaine Keita Cullum right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here, and I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And we have Blaine Cullum on the line. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. My guest today is Blaine Cullum. Ellen can't be here today. Blaine, is Ellen like jet setting? Good morning. Is she jet setting again?
Yeah, she is, but she'll be back. She'll be tanned. She'll be rested. Hey, did you see that the president has only attended just 42% of his intelligence briefings?
Oh, yes, I did. I put it all over my social media this morning. Back when I was in school back in the day, that is a failing grade. That's an F. So,
well,
wow, 42%.
What's amazing to me about that is, you know, I have had a top secret clearance several times in my career, and I actually have worked for some national security agencies. One was FEMA when it was in charge of the consequences of terrorism. So I've been to intelligence briefings and the national security briefings, not of the nature of the president, but some very high ones. The difference between reading a sheet that's presented to you as opposed to getting people in the room sharing intelligence is the fact that you get subtleties. You can ask questions. They can be very specific to what's going on behind the scenes and any kinds of whistleblowing that we're getting or any kind of leaks that we're getting from people that are sharing very, very significant intelligence. And that he was not there 5 days before, up to five days before what happened in Benghazi. I mean, you sit there and you think, this is disgraceful.
What do you think of the folks that say, you know, he's an attorney, he'd rather get it on his iPad and read it at his leisure? What do you say about that? Do you think that there's an argument to be made there, or should he have his butt in the seat more often?
He should have his butt in the seat. And those people that say that are foolish. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want them to be in charge of the sovereignty of this nation, because I'm telling you, the president will always get it on paper. It's not like he's not getting it on paper. But when he's getting it on paper and they're explaining what they're hearing in the region, it's like a much more important. Let's take it to your neighborhood. Let's say you had someone in your neighborhood. There was a lot of problems in the neighborhood. You have a neighborhood meeting, but you say, I'm not going to go there. Just give it to me in writing. I don't feel like attending it. You may have more information coming from the people on the know and what's happening, what the genesis is, than just reading it in paper. And how do we know he's read it in paper? He may have skimmed it in paper. It's like he may have had the cliff notes in paper. Did he read the entire report, the background? I mean, that's what you want to know. Also, there's a question about this term Khorasan, Khorasan, that they're saying is a much more intense terrorist organization. Well, the fact of the matter is, now several different sources are saying that it was made up, that the American U.S. intelligence made it up. Well, who in U.S. intelligence made it up? You know, was it the senior guy? Was it a group of people that gave it to him? Was it conveniently made? Do we know for sure that's accurate? We can't afford to have any errors. I mean, right now, everything's so loosey-goosey that today over on the Hill, there'll be a hearing where they're questioning the Secret Service and also the White House usher on what's going on. How did that guy get through to the White House, and why they turned down the alarms to let the Secret Service know that there was an intruder in the White House. So we've got everything very loosey-goosey right now at a time when we don't need anything to be loosey-goosey.
And that brings me to another point that I really wanted to pick your brain and Ellen's brain on. But given the – and I think that Julia has a lot to answer for. I mean, over 1,000 security breaches – And this is an internal Secret Service report, and we remember, you know, how what went on down there in South America. I mean, and 1,000 security breaches and vulnerabilities. What do you attribute that to? Is it the PC nature?
You need better people at the top. That Secret Service, and they have their problems. The Secret Service are good guys. They really are. They put their life on the line for the press, but today there will be a hearing and Talk Radio News Service will be covering it, and they will be there in depth. I think that you will get a lot of information. They're going to be grilled, but also the White House usher. What were they thinking? Why? They just said the noise bothered them when people kept coming through the door. Well, then they should go get a job someplace where, you know, they don't have to worry about noise and that the national security and the life of the president and the people who serve the president aren't on the line. I mean, shocking.
And that, I don't agree with probably 90% of what this administration does, but I definitely want my president safe, you know.
Absolutely.
And when we have folks that, I mean, that is stunning. You know, folks turn down the alarms because it bothered them.
And two different locations. They turned the alarm down in two different locations.
Do you think this is a problem?
I'm going to tell you, Liam, that is just unbelievable. And the front door was not locked. What were they thinking?
I think about that, and I think about the fact that this guy basically went in, made himself a sandwich, got himself a pop, sat on the Chase Lounge in the Oval.
And took down a Secret Service agent.
And we didn't hear any of that. Nice. We did not hear any of that.
You're going to hear more today. And our team will be there to cover it. So I guarantee you, James Cullum is going to be there covering that. Now, I can't wait to hear all the briefings.
I'm going to ask you a really tough question right now. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Do you believe that the media silence on how horrible, I mean, a thousand security breaches and vulnerabilities, do you believe that the media silence is driven by the fact that this the Secret Service head is Julia and not Joe?
No. I think that the Secret Service is not, the newspapers and a lot of the mainstream press are not doing their job right now. They're lazy. They can't follow anything. They're just as bad as the president. They want to read the Cliff Notes. They want to do the Cliff Notes as journalists. They don't want to get in there and do the heavy lifting. Believe me, I think that it's shameful that the press is so lazy and doing such a mediocre job. You know, in some ways, I mean, I bet you your audience would say, where do they go to get the real news? Because, honest to God, they've all become editorialists. They've not become journalists. They're not investigative reporters. We don't see that on any network anymore. So most people are getting it from talk radio and shows like yours, Leon.
Right.
Because you have in-depth opportunities to hear from people who are actually on the ground trying to find out information.
Thank you, Blanquita. And we'll be right back with Amy Tischler, Director of Corporate Relations at the University of Mary, right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. This is Fly Family Radio, and we're waiting now on Amy Sheeter. Man, I totally butchered that name the first time. She's the Director of Corporate Relations at the University of Mary. And we're going to talk about the new monthly series of Lunch and Learns that are on campus in partnership with the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to speak to her as soon as we get her on the line. But one of the things that I want to know from you before we enter into that conversation, I don't know. I'm thinking about this administration, the PC nature of it. I'm thinking about this Secret Service head. And I don't know. I'm thinking that the media silence is driven in large part by that PC nature, and not the least of which is the fact that the head's name is Julia and not Joe. So I want your feedback on that. I really think that if this was a guy and he was this lax, Chider, okay, good deal. And I apologize, Amy, for I'm looking at the name, and I'm trying to in my southern dialect get it right, and I failed horribly. So, Amy Chider, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. So you are the Director of Corporate Relations at the University of Mary, and there's a new monthly series of Lunch and Learns on campus. Okay, and tell us a little bit about these Lunch and Learns.
Sure. We are doing this in conjunction or in partnership with the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce, and kind of piggybacking off an idea of one that the chamber has, and inviting folks in our local community, business people, business leaders, to come connect with us on campus. And through our efforts here at the School of Business, as well as the efforts at the chamber, we're making that happen. So the first event took place back on the 16th of September, and we had our president, Monsignor James Shea, speak on the vocation of a business leader. And we had just over 200 attendees for our first event, and probably, I would say, a quarter of those attendees were students. And it was just a great opportunity to bring the community in to our School of Business and have them on campus with us and start to get to know us a little bit.
Okay, so and these students that show up or anyone that shows up, what can they take away from these lunch and learns? So you go there and outside of, you know, the fellowship and the food, what do you take away mm-hmm. from one of those lunch and learns?
Well, we're hoping for a number of different things. First off, we're hoping that the business community gets reacquainted with us as a university and with us in the Tharaldson School of Business. We hope that they take away the message from the speaker. For example, Monsignor Shea spoke on the vocation of a business leader, and there were some really great nuggets in there for how all of us can present ourselves in a professional manner, do it with integrity, and really kind of key in on the core values that the University of Mary has. So that's one thing. We hope that some of our students can gain some visibility to our business leaders in our community and in our state, and maybe take away a few nuggets from them as well that they can apply as they're graduating and leaving us to go out into the world. So we're hoping that it's a multifaceted kind of event from that perspective, and hoping that there's a lot of connections made and some like I said, some key nuggets that are taken away. So.
Okay. And when we're talking about the vocation of the business leader, do you believe that that should be like an integral part of the life of business leaders? So I'm asking that because, you know, a lot of times businesses get a black eye and a bad rap about being all about the money and all about the profit and Christ should only be found, you know, in the temple or in the, you know, in the church or in the synagogue or whatever, and needs to be out of the business, climate or government or whatever. Do you believe that, that mindset is wrong? We should have
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We and this is my opinion, I'm just going to say it. I think we should carry Christ wherever we go. And if you have a business, small business or large business, if you are Christ-like and you treat everyone in kind, I think it makes for a better business atmosphere. And I know I'm kind of waxing theocratic a little bit, but I just kind of wanted to get your take on that. Is that something that you believe?
Absolutely. And our dean of the Tharaldson School of Business, Dr. John Warford, can be heard saying quite often that business is a force for good in the world. And I think that's the way we teach our students here. We are trying to bring in examples. And I think by looking at the lineup of some of the leaders that we have coming up, I think they're all examples of faith being a part of who they are and them being successful in business. We've got Governor Jack Dalrymple coming up in October. We've got Mr. Steve Scheel in November and Kathleen Nesbitt in December. And I think all four of those speakers for this first half of the year not only walk the walk, but, you know, they live it day in, day out, and they're great examples of having that faithful life and working with integrity and incorporating that into their business and being very successful at what they do. So I think you're spot on.
Good deal, good deal. So outside of, you know, the good fellowship and learning about carrying your faith into the business community, this is an awesome networking opportunity also.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've got attendees from all types of industry. We've got construction and manufacturing. We've got banking and financial. We've got obviously our faculty and higher ed and education involved. We've got the students involved as well. So there's a lot of different directions people could go and a lot of different connections that could be made. So we're hoping that those are taking place as the events are occurring as well.
Okay. Okay. And say I am I'm looking at the world as it is now, and I'm I don't know, I listen to a lot of liberal media, and I'm looking at the business climate, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of institutional problems out there. And I don't see businesses as being, you know, fair or whatever. This, going to a couple of these lunch and learns and getting to know people like Kathy Nesset and Jack Dalrymple and folks that are good Christian men and women and business owners, will that show me, you think that would convince me that, you know, we businesses, especially here in North Dakota, act with integrity, and we hear social justice thrown around a lot. Social justice, I believe, starts with the individual in the human heart, and if I'm a business owner, I bring that to the business community. Is that something that, you know, I could take away from these lunch and learns?
We sure hope so. We have tried very diligently to keep the politics out of it, and hopefully can just focus on the good and, like I said, business as being a force for good. And so hopefully through these lunch and learns, people are exposed to people who, like I said, live what they preach and what they do every day. And in fact, if someone's interested, I think a great place for people to start is with Monsignor Shea's talk that he gave back on the 16th, which can actually be found on YouTube. If you go to the You Marry Online YouTube channel, it is uploaded there, and people can watch that from their desk or from home, and that's a great place to kick off kind of that process and that involvement in becoming that force for good in business.
And my apologies if I seemed a little, I don't know, political. That wasn't my intent, you know. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of folks, they have this mindset that once you start making money, you somehow become evil. And so they kind of paint the entire business community as, you know, money grubbers and that sort of thing. So I wasn't attempting to be political, and I'm my apologies.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, Gordy out in Fargo, you have a question or a comment? Oh, okay. My apologies. Gordy, just hang on. After the break, I'll come right back to you. So when is the next Lunch and Learn, Amy?
The next Lunch and Learn is taking place on October 21st, and that is the one with Governor Jack Dalrymple. If people are interested in attending, we ask that they do register just so we have a head count for lunches, and then they can also see a little bit more information. And that website to register is www.umary.edu/lunch-and-learn, and that's all lowercase.
Okay, www.umary, I'm sorry, I went right off of my mic right now. So, www.umary.edu?
Edu, correct, and then it's /lunch-and-learn.
/lunch-and-learn.
And that's where they can go. Yep.
I'll put that up on my social media. And so Jack Dalrymple will be at this one. Who's the keynote speaker at your next one?
We've got November 4th with Mr. Steve Scheel of Scheel Sports, and he'll be speaking on the thriving in a competitive world with servant leadership. And then in December, we've got Ms. Kathleen Nesset on the 16th.
Okay.
I'm sure many of the listeners know Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services in Tioga.
Oh, absolutely. And all of those speakers are I can attest to the fact that they are really good folks and good business folks and they're Christian folks. So, absolutely. I think you'll get a lot out of these lunch and learns. If you can make it, please do go to the, You Are Mary website and check it out and try to be in attendance at least one of them. We'll be right back with your phone call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis, and we're going to go right out to the phone. And if you have a question or a comment, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, or you can leave it on the rant line by pressing extension 1. So, Gordy, out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Leon. You were talking about a math problem earlier, and it was 8 plus 5 equals 10 somehow.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the only way that works is if the government's involved, because they're going to get the leftover 3. So that, or actually, it's probably more like you know, the government's going to get the 5, and you know, you might get the 8, but
yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway,
think about this: the next time you submit 2 billings for, I don't know, $8,000 and one for $5,000, you're billing for whatever your business is, contracting, whatever. Then you know maybe you should only get paid $10,000.
That's what I think they're trying to get the kids used to understanding, because that other 3 just disappears. It works that way if you have a lawyer involved too. No matter who wins or who loses, they always get their 30%. So, you know.
Yeah. And the thing that gets me is, you know, and this is an actual problem on a test, tell how to make 10 when adding 8 plus 5, and the kid writes, you cannot make 10 with 8 plus 5. The teacher says, she writes on here, yes, you can, take 2 from 5, then add it to 8, then add 3. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, 8 plus 2 is 10. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, why? You can make 10, but you'll have 3 left over, and that's the 3 that goes to the government. So
yeah, in my opinion, just leave it basic. I don't understand this new Common Core way of thinking. Anyway, Gordy, got one question for you.
Yeah.
Jack Dalrymple. What do you think of Jack Dalrymple? And I spoke this morning about his support for Common Core, this new proposal for the conservation proposal, the Ryan Rauschenberger deal. What do you think of his leadership? Does any of that play into your idea or your the way you feel about his leadership, his stewardship of North Dakota?
Well, I think Jack Dalrymple's just the next rhino in line behind John Hoeven, really. I mean,
it really,
to me, it's sad that we can't get a good, solid conservative candidate to run against these guys and find out, you know, what the state could really do if it didn't have the yoke of government on its back. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure everybody around the country thinks of Jack Dalrymple as a demigod because he, you know, he's running one of the states that's got a surplus in the country, and, you know, he must be this financial wizard somehow. But really, if, you know, the government would get out of the way and stop stealing our money, we probably would be doing a lot better than we are now. So, you know, I'm looking at Alaska saying, why aren't we getting back thousands of dollars per year from all the oil revenue that's coming out of the ground in North Dakota? You know, it really is a sad situation when, you know, I mean, you could really pave the streets in Williston in gold practically, with the kind of money that's coming out of that area of the state. So,
I guess one of my problems is if you have 2, if you make a buck and you want to spend 2, that's not fiscally conservative, in my opinion.
No, that's not at all.
We may be flush with cash, but give it to the folks. You know, leave it to the folks. Just because we have a lot doesn't mean that you're any less of a socialist or a collectivist or a Marxist if, you know, you don't spend as fast as a Democrat would. I mean, that to me, that's not fiscally conservative. But that's just my humble opinion. And I am beating up on Jack a little bit. But I have a couple of questions that I think I need to ask, and I think a lot of folks out there are asking. On my social media, you should check it out. I mean, there are a lot of questions and a lot of angst, and I think the good governor would do us all a really good turn if he would come on and, you know, answer a couple of tough questions. That's all I'm asking right now. Thanks, Gordy, for the feedback. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I've met Jack a few times, and he's a great guy. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but the thing that I want in a leader is somebody who's going to say yes and say no. And I want him to say no as emphatically as he says yes. So, they always talk about, oh, the Republicans are the party of no. Well, damn right we are. Sorry about that, but we are. You know, we need to be because nobody else wants to be. And there's a time to say yes and there's a time to say no. And as far as the government goes, that should, that time to say no should be a lot of the time. So.
Yeah. And I'm of that same, I'm of that same mindset. I think that we should say no sometimes. It's just like a parent. You know, you got the good parent that always says yes or never tells a kid no, and then you have the other parent who's actually a parent, you know? And that's what I want from a leader.
That's a really good analogy because when you look at the kids that are never told no, they're always the ones that are problem children.
Right, and right, right. Gordy, we got to go, but we'll be right back with What's On Your Mind with Scott and Todd. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew with Son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Philsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Philsgang.com, Philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.